The lean black man showed no emotion as he rose.
May I ask why?
Their headquarters was inside the Nyuangbo warehouse. Nyuangbo have been associated with the company since the fighting at Dejagore. The last analyst married one of them. He had a child by her. The association may be more than historical happenstance.
She knew a great deal more about Nyuangbo than she was willing to share, of course. Mugabe inclined his upper body in a ghost of a bow. Mostly he was comfortable working with Soulcatcher. Mostly he approved of her thinking. He went in search of someone who could catch him a couple of swamp monkeys. The servants hovered around the protector, perfectly attentive. Idly, she noted that these three were among the same half-dozen who struggled to make her life easier wherever she happened to be in the palace. In fact, one or more always followed her on her exploratory safaris into the maze of abandoned corridors that made up the majority of the palace, just in case she needed something. Lately they had brought life into her personal quarters, which for so long had been as chill and barren and dusty as the empty sectors. It was their nature. It was bred into them. They must serve. Without the Radisha to fulfill their need for a master, they had had to turn to her. Mugabe was away hours longer than she liked. When the man did deign to return, her voice of choice was spoiled brat querulous.
Where have you been? What took you so long?
I've been demonstrating how hard it is to catch the wind. There are no Nyuangbo anywhere in the city. The last time anyone can remember seeing any of them was the day before yesterday. In the morning, they were going aboard a barge that later headed downriver toward the swamps. Evidently the swamp people have been leaving Taglio since before the Radisha disappeared, and you hurt your heel.
Soulcatcher growled. She did not want to be reminded that she had been tricked. The heel itself was reminder enough.
The Nyuangbo are a stubborn people.
Famous for it,
Mugabe agreed.
I visited them twice before.
Each time they failed to appreciate my full message.
I suppose I'll have to preach to them again, and round up any fugitives they've taken in.
It was an obvious conclusion that the company's survivors had retreated into the swamps. The Nyuangbo had taken in fugitives before, and supportive evidence was available if the protector cared to dig. The barges carrying the majority of the company had gone downriver. You had to go down into the delta to get to the Nagir River, which was the principal navigable waterway leading into the south. Soulcatcher popped up. She rushed out with the bounce and enthusiasm of a teenager. Mugabe settled down to contemplate the remains of his meal, which had not yet been cleared away. One of the servants murmured,
"We thought you might wish to continue, sir. Should you prefer otherwise, we will clear away instantly."
Mugabe looked up into a bland face that projected eagerness to serve. Nevertheless, he had a momentary impression that the man was measuring his back for a dagger.
"Take it away. I'm not hungry."
"As you wish, sir. Girish, take the leftovers to the charity postern. Make certain